Prayers for our Lenten season, a prayer prompt, written and read by Betty Gilbert. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Colossians 2, 14 through 15. During this Lenten season, I paused again with so many others in this holy time to consider what the cross means to me. The gift of Jesus's forgiveness has brought such freedom to me, but have I, in other ways, tried to carry a debt load that has already been lifted away from me? What kind of worship and prayers for our Lenten season could I offer to him? I contemplated the way that I have heard Jesus ask me to let him carry my burden. And I thought about the many times that he has asked me to let him sustain me in my weakness. It seemed to be a constant refrain that I forget to absorb. If this disease that I carry is a result of this fallen world, then why do I act as if the fault remains with me? Have you felt that judgment concerning your own pain and weakness? What kind of victory has Jesus won for us? As I looked at the Greek meanings of some of the words of this scripture at BibleHub.com, I was amazed at the intensity of those simple words that had seemed to slip past me. Disarmed can mean to divest wholly, strip. Shamed can mean to expose them, Satan's rulers. Victory can mean to cause to triumph. If Jesus divested wholly and shamed the real cause of this diseased world, which is Satan, then why have I allowed my heart to act as if my own body is the cause of this disease? My Jesus carries me with such compassion to his Father's heart, and he views me as whole and complete. What a joy to know that he is not offended in any way by my pain and disease. While I wait for the full healing that is to come, either here or finally in heaven, he has taken every charge that has been racked up against me and nailed it all to his own cross. What a wonderful realization of his love. We can thank him through these prayers for our Lenten season. What a Savior, what a glorious Lord we have. Shuffling alone, I carried my illness as a charge, marked only for me, my lot in life. But Jesus stepped in, canceled my debt, exposed the true cause of this world's pain. Evil rulers now shamed as Jesus nailed every charge onto his cross and rose victorious my burden to lift. Oh, praise his name. Rejoice with me, friend. Freedom is won. No longer ashamed. Our record is clean. Jesus, our Savior, now carries us. Offer worship through prayers for our Lenten season. Will you join us and pause with these six scriptures and prayers for our Lenten season? Jesus carried every charge against us and nailed it to his cross, and now we are freely carried by him. During this Lenten season, our prayers can be filled with worship for the freedom He has given us. Questions for reflection. Have you carried your illness as a charge marked against you? Could you journal your thoughts about those charges? How would Jesus call you to lift those charges up to Him? In what ways can you thank Jesus for nailing every charge against you to His cross? Join us in prayers for our Lenten season.